Is the world going to end? Are we all going to die? Is that really what people are thinking? Sadly, some are. I am so thrilled that you are here right now and I can share this conversation with Sheena Metal with you. She has been on the show in the past. We were talking about the quarantine and empathic abilities. In this particular conversation, we're going to be talking about her experience in comedy, acting, and all sorts of things. Hopefully, you'll enjoy the show. Watch out for the volume. There is a little bit of fluctuation here, but that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about happiness. It's about elevating the listeners here. I'm so happy you're here. This is season 5 right now. Bearing it all. That is the theme of the season. We are at episode number 3 right now. I hope you enjoy. We are all born with such a beautiful, brilliant light in our souls. Sometimes, as we go through life, it's hard to figure out how to shine that light out into the world in the best way we can. This is the Strong Body, Strong Soul Show. I am Maria. I'm thrilled that you're here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sometimes here on the show, we go with the flow. You gotta relax sometimes. Sometimes I'm sharing meditation. Sometimes I'm sharing high energy interviews. Today, we're going to be a little bit of both. I have Sheena Metal here. She is a fantastic LA talk show radio host. She's also a psychic medium. She's also an interfaith minister at a church in Hollywood, California. I'm thrilled she took the time to stop by the show right now. I hope you have fun listening. I hope this conversation helps you think about how you can shine your light out into the world. Here we go. Hello, everybody. I am so excited. Thank you so much for joining us. I have Sheena Metal here, right here on the show with me right now. I'm so excited. Hi, Sheena.
Hi, how are you, sweetheart? It's wonderful to hear your voice and see your face.
We're so used to being on Facebook.
Sure.
Some of your classes. So first of all, why don't you tell everybody what you do? Who you are. Who is Sheena Metal?
I predominantly consider myself to be a healer. Mm-hmm. So I heal in many ways. I'm a psychic medium. I'm an interfaith minister. I'm a talk radio host. I'm an artist. I mean, throughout my life, I have just added more things that all were kind of healing. You know, I have a friend that says, if you want to know what you're supposed to do in life, first you have to figure out what you are, and then you have to figure out how you do it. And that made me go back and look at my artistic life and my entertainment life and my media life and realize that I've always been a healer. Mm-hmm. It's just been different modalities that I've used to heal. Beautiful. So healer and light worker are predominantly what I consider myself to be, because I think it's very important that we remember that we live in a world that is a yin and yang of darkness and light. And it's important that we bring the light, those of us that live in the light, and that we not be lackadaisical about it, that we be, you know, forthright and aware and awake in the fact that you cannot get complacent. You have to continue to bring the light every day.
Yes, yes. I have to say, it's so interesting that you're saying that, because just the other day I was in a workshop and we were talking about being the best at who you are. So
sure.
Many people get frozen into being concerned about what the world needs.
Sure.
And you know what? The world is going to keep going.
Yes.
No matter what, the biggest contribution that we can make is by really nurturing our best selves.
Yes.
And then spirit will speak to us and lead us on our way.
Absolutely.
And yeah.
My mom used to talk about the universe like a wheel.
Uh-huh.
And that it was made up of little bitty tiny cogs and springs and pieces. And all of those things were each of us. And that if we weren't doing our thing, she used to talk about doing your thing a lot. If we weren't doing our thing, then it didn't run the way it was supposed to.
Yeah.
So the idea was that we all put in our thing and that made the wheel run smoothly. And that when everybody wasn't putting in their thing, that was when there was a discordance to the way the wheel worked. Mm-hmm. So I always think about that and try to put in my thing. And everybody has a thing. You don't need to be in a Facebook video or have a radio show or be on a video channel or do whatever, be on a TV show to have a thing. Everybody has a thing, and your thing is just as important as my thing. Mm-hmm. It's just that spirit sort of gives us all our thing, right?
Right, right, right. And I love it that you said healer, because that does encompass so many different opportunities
to do that.
Because I think the diversity where you can put that, for me, I feel like I've always been a teacher.
Yes.
And so when I learn things, it helps me grow by teaching.
Yes.
But I just, the older I get, the more I realize the way I explain things helps people. And that is my gift, to take the information and explain it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I never thought that was a thing. I didn't know. I didn't know until I've gotten older that it works that way. It's crazy. But it's just awesome. Now, last time first of all, before we get into some of the offerings that you're making and some of the stuff that we do, I forgot to ask you last time we spoke, what's the connection with the improv and comedy?
Well, I think I've always been a funny person. I mean, that sounds like a really ego-y, awful thing to say by yourself, but as a child, my humor was my survival. I was always different. I was always new. My dad was always getting transferred around the country for different jobs, and I never knew anybody. I didn't have a really family of any kind. So being funny was sort of how I made friends. Mm-hmm. And it was how I got through things. And I learned there was the beginning of my healing, right? I learned there was a great relief and a release in making people laugh. Absolutely. So I've always been funny. I was always a comedic as an actor. I started out as an actor, have done comedy for years, and had reoccurring shows at the Comedy Store, then had a show for 8 years, a weekly show at the Laugh Factory that was mine. And then at some point somebody said, you got to get to the improv. So I started hosting comedy there. And then my 20th radio anniversary was coming up, and I said to them, I really want to do something different. I want to do a live broadcast from here and interview people I know. And they said, okay, that totally scares us because we've never done that before, but we trust you. And so I did it. And then I started doing that 4 times a year, doing my daily radio show live. Uh-huh. And did everything. The four shows were usually my radio anniversary, which is in August, 2026, this August. The anniversary of my daily radio show, which was in January, my birthday in April. And in November, the anniversary of my nonprofit after I founded it. That was a holiday party that became the nonprofit anniversary after my mom passed and I founded the nonprofit to carry on her teaching.
Wow. Yes, yes.
But now in life in the time of COVID, right? There's nothing like that. It's not happening. But now I just make people laugh on Facebook. And you know, I'm very funny as a psychic. You know, it's normal for me to be funny, to put people at ease. So I say a lot on my video shows that I have here that are on the Live Paranormal channel. If you don't want a psychic who's never going to use profanity or make you laugh or tell you the way it is, I'm not the girl for you, because I'm an extremely woo-woo person at my core. I'm very foofy la-la, but I'm also from Connecticut and I'm Irish and I'm an Aries. So I don't come across like, oh, I'm a psychic and this is what's, you know what I mean? I'm a tough Irish chick. So, you know, I was raised by a woman who survived the Depression in an orphanage in Kentucky. So I don't, you know what I mean? I'm not, I'm going to tell you exactly what I think. And some of my clients laugh because I call it the Pepperidge Farm gods. When I deliver like a very kind of, you know, frank New England message, I'll be like, oh, here comes one from the Pepperidge Farm gods. But, you know, I mean, I that's just my style. If that resonates with you, then I'm the girl for you. If it doesn't, then this is Los Angeles. You can't step on a curb without seeing three foofy la-la people. You got to go find one of them, you know?
Right. That's so perfect. I love it. I love the foofy la-la.
Right?
So funny. Well, you're a real person. Because I think sometimes people have the impression that they need to listen to someone that's very, very different from them. I sometimes call it the Wizard of Oz syndrome. They think somebody needs to be behind the curtain somehow.
Yes.
And the distance is someone else has the answer, and that someone else is completely different than who they are.
Yes.
And I think that's such a misconception.
I agree. I agree. Yes. Well, and that we all have to be a certain way, like not of this world. It's funny, I shot a television pilot 4 years ago for Telepictures, and it was about the daily lives of psychics. And we're in the conference room for the final callback, and there's, you know, 10 of us. And they're all in black. They all look like Stevie Nicks. They've got, you know, bracelets all the way up their wrist, and they're wearing, you know, the evil eye headbands. And I literally believe I was wearing this shirt and a pair of black pants and black penny loafers.
Denim always works.
And they were making us go around the table and talk about what our thing was. And I said, well, I think this is my thing. I mean, I look like Marilyn from the Munsters, right? I'm like the one that doesn't fit in the room. And I think that's my thing, is that I deliver very esoteric, not of this world messages in a very of this world way.
Yes.
And just that's how I've always been as a radio host. I never had that radio voice. I always was just me. Uh-huh. And then I found that worked, that authenticity worked very well in radio. And I think it's the same thing that's transferred sort of seamlessly into my spiritual practice and into my ministerial work. Like, I know how to be, I've been a minister for like 3 years. Like, I know how to be a minister, but I just get up there and I tell the truth and I talk the way that I am. And I don't worry too much about what I should be doing. I just open up the channel and let spirit tell me what's next. So I think if you live in a place of absolute surrender, it's everything is seamless and effortless. It's only when I let my monkey brain get in the way and my clogged up crown chakra that I start overthinking things and listening to those nasty voices that we all have. And that's when things go bad for me. If I just stay an open channel and let spirit tell me what's next, everything ticks and pops along beautifully.
Right. That's beautiful. And it's exactly those shoulds that keep you back. And the comparison to other people.
Absolutely.
And all that stuff. I mean, I just think, because for me on my podcast, I started off very spiritual. It was my intention to speak about chakra energy. And I do. Sure. And I'm in a season. I'm starting to break it up into seasons now. Right now is a more meditation, a deeper season. But when I'm relaxed on the podcast and do a meditation, my voice, the register when I'm channeling, does change. So I can be like a woo, talking about with Craig Shoemaker, my interview with him, it was orgasm in broad daylight. I can be like crazy like that. But then I can really, really be like, the light is, I can see it in my crown chakra, and it's there.
Sure.
And it's so interesting. People aren't used to that range.
Yeah.
Can come from one person.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you deliver the messages in the way they need to be delivered. And that's, you know, that's how it is. And spirit will guide you to deliver the right message at the right time in the right way. But there's an amount of trust involved in that. And with that trust comes release and surrender, because the only way you're going to fully let spirit in is to surrender and to release. I always talk about this when this is a really bizarre reference, but there was a movie in the 80s that I loved called The Abyss, about extraterrestrials they found in the ocean. And there's a scene where a diver is going to go so deep that they can't have oxygen. So he has to literally breathe liquid oxygen. And so they fill the helmet up and he has to surrender and breathe in this liquid, knowing that he's not going to drown. He's actually going to be okay, because he can breathe the liquid because it does have oxygen. And there's that moment of panic right before surrender. And to me, that's the perfect example of what it's like to fully surrender to spirit. Yeah. Because we're not taught that's okay. We're taught like, be strong, do your own thing, and be tough. And you go in there and you tell something how it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all well and true. I can hear spirit laughing as I say that. But we are students of a much bigger energy that is consistently leading us and teaching us and holding our hand through our experiences as we are spiritual beings having a human experience, through our human experience. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to get the full effect of it unless you surrender, in the same way that you're not going to get the full effect of a class unless you read the textbook and go to the classes.
Right, right. And that, and then it leads to that vulnerability, allowing of yourself course. To be vulnerable and that trust. Yeah, absolutely. And that only comes from inner work. Sometimes it seems like it can happen like that for some people. Yeah. Like all of a sudden they'll have a moment and their life may appear the same on the surface, but everything's different. And it's really cool to see people shift. I love yeah. that. I really kind of want to ask you about challenges that are happening in the world right now.
Yeah.
As far as politics, I mean, yeah. everything is converging at the same time. And I say that shift that I love to see, the way I operate in the world is I share my perspective in the most loving way I can, but I'll be very honest and I'll say it in a way that people will be quiet. So they'll just like, oh, like no matter, there will be such conflict on a certain Facebook page or something. And I've gotten so many comments lately sending me messages, Maria, thank you for elevating the conversation.
Nice.
And that's what we do, Sheena. And that's what mm-hmm. needs to happen, even in the tragic times that we're in. Last time we were talking about the pandemic itself.
Sure. Yeah.
The idea of nature kind of kicking us in the butt.
Yeah.
And now we find ourselves just the whole, you know, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
The election coming up, the insecurity. Can you speak a little bit about, I'd love to hear your thoughts on just the idea of we don't know. We keep getting conflicting information from our world leaders. And how would you recommend that people kind of keep that connection with the world's going to be okay?
I hope you are having fun listening to this particular conversation. I thought it was a good time to take a little break, hear a little bit about our sponsor of this podcast here. And I gotta fess up, you guys, this particular interview we did on video. It's available on YouTube if you want to actually see us in conversation. I'll put a link in the show notes here. But here's a little bit about Anchor for you, and then we will get back and see what Sheena has to say in response to my question. What does she advise people to do to keep that connection through all the struggles we're in right now?
It's a hard thing. I mean, I think that people have a default, which is we're all gonna die. I mean, I think it's just how people go. Whenever something happens in anyone's life, on an individual level or on a global level, everybody else always thinks this is the end. This is it, we're all gonna die. You know, I used to laugh that I rescued a cat once who had been very abused. And my joke was always, you know, Erin, sure, everything you do is going to kill her. I'm pretty sure that's how human beings are at their core. They believe that everything is, that's it. That's the thing that's going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really the thing that's killing people. So it's a monster that really is in the closet and not just a fabrication. But at the same time, you can't spend your life in panic, because we talked about this last time, right? It's not good for your spiritual immune system, and it's not good for your emotional immune system, and it's very bad for your physiological immune system. If you don't want to catch the COVID on a three-dimensional level, be safe.
Wash your hands.
You know, isolate, wear your mask, wash your hands, you know, douche with your hand sanitizer, whatever you're going to do, that was from the Pepperidge Farm God. And then, you know, on a spiritual level, stop panicking, because the panic isn't going to help it. You know, you have to live in a place of confidence where you say, I'm taking care of myself. I'm doing everything I should. I'm being smart. I'm being safe. I'm going to be okay. And if you do contract it and you are symptomatic, then don't automatically go to this place where you're like, that's it, I'm dead, I'm pushing up a daisy. Because not everybody that contracts it dies or winds up in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Some people have no symptoms at all. More reason to be careful. Take your zinc and your vitamin C and boost your immune system. Take your echinacea. Do what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But you can't just sit around and wait to die. And that's a thing that humans do. They all sit around and wait to die. I remember my mom telling me a story once when I was younger about this story she'd read in the news about this man who had abducted 20 women. And one by one, he killed them all while the rest of them all sat around in the wherever he was keeping them, in a basement or whatever. And I remember my mom saying, if they all rushed him, maybe one of them would die or get shot or get stabbed. But then they would get him and they all would be safe. But instead they all sat there in a place of paralysis and waited for him to kill each one. Yeah. We cannot do that in our lives, whether it's the COVID or nuclear war or whatever else we fear, right? Folks on the far right fear that they're all going to take our jobs and the brown people are going to come. Whatever the fear is, everybody has an irrational fear. You cannot let the fear overtake you. That doesn't mean that you can't be smart, but you cannot let the fear overtake you, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that's just ingrained in us, even in our medical system. I have people call me up and say, oh, you know, clients, I saw the doctor and, you know, my blood sugar's 130 and the doctor said I probably won't live long. And I thought, look, when I found out I was diabetic, my blood sugar was in the 500s. And I got it down. I got smart. I live smart. Here I am. You know what I mean? Yeah. Somebody said to me the other day, they got diagnosed with like slightly elevated kidneys, like type 1. That's it. It's not, I'm going to be dead pretty soon. And a doctor had actually told her that you probably won't live that long. Instead of telling her, hey, guess what? Let's be smart and eat right and get some water, a lot of water, and keep it at stage 1 and not let it go any farther. Instead, it's, well, you know, you're done. And right. I think that even doctors and politicians and the people that we rely on to be our safety, to be, in essence, our societal parents, mm-hmm. are telling us, the country's screwed. Right. I mean, right. we don't need to listen to those messages. Everything you hear, you don't have to believe. And some things are just flat out, sweetie, not true. Right, and right. It's not true that if your kidney levels go up a little bit, your kidneys are about to die. I'm trying to use really good language manners with you. I just want you to know.
I appreciate that.
It's not true that if you become a diabetic, your life is shortened. There are many ways to take care of diabetes and get it under control. Right. It's not true that we're all going to die from the COVID. It's not true that the country is doomed. I mean, it's just amazes me how fast people want to believe that it's over.
Right.
And fight.
Right, right. It's interesting too, because when you're talking about doctors, it's just people have a selective memory they on occasion will choose to believe a doctor that's telling them that they're going to die. But then when a doctor changes his mind, like now, with whether to wear a mask or not, what it does, if a doctor changes their minds, everyone attacks them like they don't know what they're talking about at all. Yeah. They completely reject everything the doctor said. So I think that comes down to humility.
Yeah.
It's a practice of medicine. Yeah. It is their responsibility to keep updating their opinion, their prognosis.
Yes, and we need to make it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's not some underlying conspiracy or something.
No, and we need to make sure that we keep that up. It's very important that we keep that up, because, mm-hmm. you know, I had a lot of gynecological problems when I was younger. I'm a member of the intersex community, and so stuff wasn't where it should be, and chaos ensued. And I had this OBGYN who was like this tough, you know, I think from the Midwest or from Texas or somewhere, was, you know, some kind of military background, a tough Irish guy. And he would always act like, ah, it's going to be okay, kid. Everything's going to be okay. And when my heart got weird after my mom died and I developed AFib, he had passed by then. His son is now my doctor. And they actually turned me on to my old doctor's cardiologist, who was this same thing of that age group, like almost 80. And he was like, oh, it's AFib. You got this. I noticed a lot of the younger doctors are very much almost trained to act like everything is this huge catastrophic deal. And I don't think that's good for people's wellness any more than I think it's good for people to think the government's falling apart. I mean, you know, you watch these news channels, and whether it's the left or the right, whatever your deal is, they're all telling you that the other side is ruining the country, like it's really crumbling. Right. Now, look, we're in a crisis. There's some weird stuff going on. We elected somebody who's never even been on a school board. I mean, that's a little strange. But the idea that it's all done and it's irreparable, people say, we're never going to recover from this. Yeah, we are. Are you kidding? America's been punched and knocked down a lot of times, and we keep coming back. We're not perfect. We've done a lot of dumb things, but we're getting better slowly but surely. Yeah. Yeah. You got to have faith in your country, in your state, in your city, in the world, in the universe. You have to believe. You have to believe, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Thank you. So tell me, I know we don't have much longer, but tell me what you're doing right now. Do you have classes online that are happening?
I do.
Tell me.
10 workshops available right now. They're all at sheenametalworkshops.com. I have everything, empath awareness, narcissist awareness, spiritual protection, vibration lifting, crystal healing, self-love, finding your soul tribe and soulmates, releasing fear, letting go of things. I just taught one about your spiritual path, and I'm teaching one very soon called You've Got to Have Faith, about really believing that the universe has a plan for you.
Uh-huh.
So that's all at sheenametalworkshops.com, and that's part of my website, which is sheenametalspiritual.com. And then I'm available for readings and healings and all the different things I do, house cleansings. That's at sheenametalreadings.com, which is also part of sheenametalspiritual.com.
Perfect. Send me all that and I'll put it in the show notes.
I will,
so
absolutely.
So people will find you. But here's my comment. When I took a class the first time with you, I wasn't sure exactly what was happening. I mean, I got the link to the right to the class, but I didn't realize, and I just want to say this so that everyone realizes, when you're teaching a class, a lot of times you have a lot of people in there. They aren't on the screen. It's confidential, but they can comment. And you are so good, Sheena, at really interacting with people through those comments. And I can see, and I can see your classes are so brilliant because
thank you.
You're channeling the information, you're helping people, but you're also listening to what they're saying. And it's obvious, you can feel their energy. You're like, somebody out there needs to know this.
I can feel that. And again, I don't plan the classes. There's no syllabus. I don't make notes. I literally, the universe tells me what it's called, what the little tagline is for it, literally tells me what the flyer is supposed to look like. And then I go and I think, well, I guess I'm teaching something about spiritual path. And then it just happens.
I love it. But I just want to say too, when you teach those classes and they're so great, you're recording them.
Yes.
So people later, people out there understand.
Absolutely.
They're going for a pre-recorded.
Yes.
Because it's happened. It's current, but it's happened already.
It's a webinar. You go and you can watch it, and you can hear the people I've reacted to that were there live.
Right.
And it's fun. And I keep all my sign-up fees are $20. I keep them really affordable because I would rather somebody take all of them than just pay me for one and have it be $200, you know? So I want people to get help where they need it. Even my readings are very affordable. I keep everything. I would rather work with a lot of people at a lower rate than than charge a lot and have two clients, because people need to be helped. And at my core, I really consider myself a minister, and I consider my spiritual practice to be my ministerial work. And, you know, you go out and you help people as much as you can. So.
Right. I love it. And you have a night where you do free psychic readings.
I do. I have three. I do three video shows for the Live Paranormal channel. Tonight is I Am Raising Your Vibration at 9 o'clock. Then I do A Haunted Playground After Dark on Wednesdays and The Soulmate Experience on Fridays.
And let's real quick talk about your nonprofit.
Yes. And I'm the founder of a nonprofit of Peace, Love, Kindness, and Unity. It's raisingthevibration.org. And I founded it to carry on my mother's teachings, both humane and spiritual, after she passed. So it got me through my grieving process. And there's a lot of her in there and a lot of me in there. And I'm very proud of it. So please go visit us. And again, my website has all the information on everything. It's SheenaMetalSpiritual.com.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so very much.
My pleasure, sweetheart. Thank you for having me here. If you like this, reach out to me. I'm very accessible. It's okay to text me, to email me. All my information is on the website.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Thank you, my friend. Much love.
You too.
Thank you so very much for tuning into this particular conversation, Sheena Metal. Isn't she great? I just love her so very much. Make sure that you go ahead and check out the show notes here just in case you want to see this interview on video on YouTube. It's also available on Facebook, on both of our Facebook pages. I'll put links to those as well for you guys. If you have any comments or questions, please do feel free to get in touch. Don't forget, the truth can come in many different forms through many different personalities. I hope that the content here at the show, Strong Body, Strong Soul, is helping you figure out what your ranges are. Have a beautiful life. Keep coming back to the show. Go to the Apple Podcast platform if you have a moment to leave a review. We don't know who's supposed to hear our voices, but it's pretty easy for you to leave a review and to share the show. It's really easy to cut and paste if you like. Keep coming back, and I'll talk to you soon. I'm Maria, just in case you forget. I love you.